Season is in the house, and we are having one of my favorite topics to actually discuss. Liesl, good morning to you.
Good morning, Africa. It's Tip Tuesday, so I'm so glad it falls under one of the topics you like to discuss.
Yes, we might be leaving summer, going into, we're very much squarely in autumn, actually, approaching winter, right? But we are still required to wear sunscreen, which is extraordinarily expensive, generally in South Africa. And I want to know, what is the difference between an SPF 30 and SPF 50. That's the factor, right?
Absolutely. And I wanted to know the answer too. So I thought, why not get an expert from Fundamental Skincare just to explain the difference to us? And then we'll go into that debate, should we be wearing sunscreen in winter or not?
Hi there. My name is Dimi Lihutsa from Fundamental Skincare, and I'm here to share some knowledge of sunscreen and the difference between SPF 30 and 50. Sun protection factor, commonly known as SPF, is the measure to determine how well a sunscreen is able to shield against UV rays. The biggest debate is then on how and what to choose between an SPF 30 and 50. The number, either 15, 30, and 50 in the SPF, is a ratio. While they all have the same physical protection within burn time, SPF 50 has longer protection until burn time than SPF 30. So, SPF 30 is then perfect for an office day. Our fundamental sunscreen is an SPF 30 and has added benefits due to it being a UVA and UVB broad spectrum. This means that in addition to it protecting the skin against harmful burning rays, it also protects against harmful aging rays, keeping sunburn, skin cancer, sunspots, wrinkles, and sagging skin at bay. For more info, visit us on our website, www.fundamentals-skincare.co.za, or alternatively on our Instagram and Facebook on @fundamentalskincare. And remember, skincare is fundamental.
Really making it fun and easy for us to understand. So thank you so much. So now you've got an understanding about SPF 30 and SPF 50.
And basically what it comes down to is a length of time you can expose yourself to the sun and be safe, be protected.
And the sun's rays are so harmful these days. You can be in the sun for 5 minutes and have a more exposure to the sun. It's shorter time now in the sun because of those harmful rays. So we have to be very, very careful. And especially being in South Africa, those rays are so strong.
Let's disabuse listeners of the notion that if you have dark skin like I do, you are protected. Yes, I might have more protection than you do because you don't have dark skin, but I too need sun protection.
Absolutely, and I'd love to get an expert on this as well, just to clarify that. But every single person, no matter what your skin tone is, please put on some form of sun protection or sunblock before you go out in these harmful rays. I'm quite surprised there hasn't been more research done, and I can understand why the last couple of years this hasn't been a main focus. Everyone's been COVID and pandemic focused, but the harmful rays are getting stronger and stronger. The UV rays are from the sun really are harmful for your skin, no matter what your skin tone and skin type. And a lot of people with fair skin go, I only go at an olive color when I'm in the sun. No, that's also bad for your skin. So even if you're going a light olive or you're only going a light glow, you're still exposing your skin to those harmful rays. So you should be wearing an SPF of some sort.
Also, don't make the mistake of thinking, well, I'm under, shaded areas, for example. I'm walking under, awnings, or I am under a tree, or whatever the case may be. Many people wear a hat as a way of protecting their face, which is essential and important.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't absolve you of the responsibility of having a sun protection skin factor on your skin.
No, completely. And I've had it even been in the pool on an overcast gray day. And I got out the pool after a swim and I was so badly burnt. And it was a gray overcast morning. So it doesn't matter when you're going out, whether it's a gray overcast day or you're going to be under awnings. Those rays go straight through the awnings. And then we forget the office. We're in front of the computer and the computer light also admits a form of ray as well. So you need to remember that, the indoor and outdoor factor. And it's sometimes something that we forget. We're under these harmful rays of the lights in the studio, or if you're in the office lights. So it all plays a part and a role in your skincare. So remember that. Even when you're driving, your hands – exposed on the steering wheel, you're getting burnt there as well. So it's little places that you don't even think of. Or if you're wearing sandals and you've got a hat on and you've got long sleeves, your toes and your feet are being exposed as well. So whether you're under an awning or under an umbrella, good. But that doesn't mean you can't wear a protection. Those rays are going straight through the awning, straight through that umbrella. And you get certain branded clothing, and we haven't had a chance to test this out yet, that is SPF protective. So hats and clothing, you'll often see it in a variety of the stores. It's a cancer approved, cancer association approved. So look out for that and make a note of perhaps putting that on. Or if you go out cycling, everyone laughed at me yesterday. I had the sunblock in my back pocket. And when we got to the top of Chapman's Peak, I actually stopped to put it back on for the cycle, the 2 hour cycle back, and people laughed. And I went, "Well, I've been on the bike for 4 hours. You don't know what damage your skin's going through."
We're seeing a movement to end what's called period poverty, right? Where children, particularly girl children, mostly in poor, underprivileged areas, who cannot afford to have sanitary pads, gaining access to sanitary pads so that they do not miss a day of school. And I think what that highlighted is the inordinate cost, really, of sanitary pads. I have a friend, a mutual friend, Stephen Gies, who always says that if it was a man who had to undergo menstruation every cycle of 28 days, that all of that will be available for free, right? Because, men are men.
We don't disagree, Siv.
Are we ever going to get to a point where we all appreciate the importance and the dangers, really, of being exposed to the sun in South Africa, in Southern Africa particularly, and run a campaign where it doesn't necessarily have to be, free, but just it like you go through that aisle at a Clicks, Dis-Chem or Pick and Pay, whatever the case may be, and you look at the prices of that sunscreen protection and you go, "My word, that's a hell of a lot of money that you have to pay for one tube."
Absolutely, and I'm not even disagreeing with you completely. That is one thing. And I mean, I looked at prices when I was in the UK of skincare there and in terms of affordability. And unfortunately, it is a pricey item. But we are seeing more and more local brands putting SPF in their moisturizers. So you're easy to where daily skincare, your accessible skincare range, has an SPF in as well. So that makes it a little bit more affordable, so you don't actually have to just reach for the sunscreen. But there are brands on the market that do make it affordable and do make it accessible to people. But it's still a big debate and it's still an argument. I think we need Siv to get onto this one as well and help with this. But I definitely not arguing with you on that one. I'm hoping that there is going to be a day. And maybe there's a brand that's listening going, "Hey, guys, we're putting up our hands. We are that brand. Please take note." And remember, we're exposed to a lot of brands on every day, and we're not always in the sun and sun protection aisle. So maybe there is a brand and we've missed a beat here, and we'd love to review it on our tested out Thursday. But the skincare range from Fundamentals have also just, they're there to answer any questions. So if you do have any questions, and they've also just made it more accessible for people to be able to go out there and get the brands. But ask the questions that you need to have. Ask the questions to us on social media and let us know if there are any brands that have really caught your eyes.
Liesl, thank you very much. Always insightful. She'll be back, of course, again tomorrow morning.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja. 1-3